This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the August 16, 2013 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading summaries of some of the articles published today. The topics featured in this podcast are hydrocephalus, surgical technique, the spine, and functional neurosurgery. The marionette technique for treatment of isolated fourth ventricle. A technical note by Pierluigi Longati and colleagues. Isolated fourth ventricle is a condition marked by functional or anatomical disconnection between the fourth ventricle and the supratentorial ventricular system. It usually occurs in patients with prior ventriculoperitoneal shunt insertion for treatment of posthemorrhagic or postinfectious hydrocephalus. Placing a catheter in the fourth ventricle is the most common procedure. The accuracy of ventricular catheter placement has been markedly improved by advances in neuroendoscopy, in which the catheter and endoscope are normally inserted simultaneously. In some rare cases of complex hydrocephalus, navigation is not feasible, and the simultaneous insertion of an endoscope and catheter in the ventricular cavities can be complex. The authors suggest a very simple method of steering the tip of standard ventricular catheters by using materials commonly available in all operating rooms. With this method, the insertion of the endoscope and catheter is sequential, adopting the same entry point, trajectory, and peel-away sheath. The main advantage of this method is that it permits less invasive transaqueductal drainage of trapped fourth ventricles. Horseshoe cord terminus sans phylum around a bone spur. A rare composite of faulty gastrulation with agenesis of secondary neurulation. A case report by Siva Shanmugam, Dandapani and colleagues. Split cord malformation is classified based on the presence of a bone spur and double dural sac. The authors report on a 6-year-old child with primary aneurysis in whom MRI studies were suggestive of type 1 split cord malformation. This patient had unique intraoperative findings of a horseshoe-shaped split cord terminus anchored by a bone spur without the normally tapering conus and phylum, possibly the first to be reported. The typical appearance of cauda equina was absent, with all the roots arising from the horseshoe cord terminus. This composite anomaly is probably due to the rare combination of faulty gastrulation with abnormal persistence of endomesenchymal tract causing split cord malformation, with concurrent agenesis of secondary neurulation in turn causing absence of phylum. Bilateral subthalamic nucleus deep brain stimulation for refractory total body dystonia, secondary to metabolic autopilotectomy in a 4-year-old boy with infantile methylmalonic acidemia. A case report by Santo Chakraborty and co-workers. The authors report a case of a 4-year-old child with secondary total body dystonia who was successfully managed with bilateral subthalamic nucleus deep brain stimulation. The total body dystonia resulted from bilateral metabolic destruction of the pallidi in infantile methylmalonic acidemia. The absence of the pallidi necessitated the selection of an alternative target for the treatment of dystonia. In this case report, the authors describe the clinical improvements seen in dystonia and pain after subthalamic nucleus deep brain stimulation. They discuss the technical challenges of using a very small target for deep brain stimulation in a 4-year-old child. In addition, they discuss the use of the subthalamic nucleus as a viable target for deep brain stimulation in dystonia. This case report contributes to the body of literature demonstrating the benefits of subthalamic nucleus deep brain stimulation in secondary dystonia. It illustrates the viability of targeting the subthalamic nucleus in a child of this very young age. The authors believe that this patient is the youngest in the world to be successfully treated with subthalamic nucleus deep brain stimulation. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.